Well, happy 26 years to my next guest, celebrating at Tanglefoot. Been lucky to put the spotlight on this opportunity to visit our artists in our own backyard, and let's continue. 26 years of welcoming the community into the studios and the lives of Grand Rapids artists. Mark your calendar for, wow, this weekend, November 17th through Sunday. So let's get the artists and their introduction. Jeff Condon, thanks to you. Welcome back. Oh, I'm going to say that you're the most seasoned of our on-air guests. Is that okay?
Of the on-air ones, yes. Okay. But if Elaine Delcher was here, then she would be the official most seasoned.
That's probably why she didn't come. She's home listening in her jammies, I'm sure, working on her art. Jeff Condon, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yes. Alan? Mm-hmm. Guerra? You've been on the air before, and I have you down as the famous Grand Rapids printmaker who created the Experience GR billboard that pictured, the view of the Grand River?
Yeah. Well, I was not aware of all that, but yeah.
Well, enjoy your... Oh, and it's practically outside our window here. I'm going to have to open the shade and check it out.
Well, it was. It was 2 years ago that happened.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully I looked out the window. Yes, I remember that. Katie Marie Pershawn, recent grad of Grand Valley School of Visual Studies. You have been invited and collaborated with Molly Lucille to what? Create an installation in the raw space at the top of the entry stairs.
Yep, that's correct. So we're going to be doing, just kind of filling that space with a little bit of different installation and multimedia work.
All right, Jeff, as the most seasoned, we'll deem you spokesperson. let's talk about Tanglefoot. Take me back 26 years ago.
Sure, so it's one of the longest-running art events in the community, inviting all the community to see where artists create their work and also will sell their work this weekend. We have printmaking, painting, wood sculpture, wall pieces, and, as Katie said, a new installation piece that they're creating right now, pastels, photos of succulents, a big variety. And it's a really fun event.
Great. Where is Tanglefoot located?
It is 314 Strait Southwest, which is near the corner of Strait and Wealthy.
And what's the history of the building?
Tanglefoot was originally a flypaper company, so they made any kind of sticky traps for all kinds of pests.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's a great old warehouse. I mean, part of the fun is people wandering through this big warehouse space and seeing all these individual spaces.
Yeah. Tell me your history again, if you would, Ellen, with the Tanglewood artists.
I've been there for 11 years. I first started sharing it with Michael Flegger and Tommy Allen, and then I got my...
That's trouble.
Yeah. And then one of the spaces became available, and I moved down to the second floor, and I've been there in that space for 10 years, and it's like they call it, it's known as the old red space. It was good to have moving into such a big space allows you to be more productive, and I don't know, like even having your studio out of your house makes yourself, you look at yourself more seriously, and it's nice to have, because for my work I use big presses, so I can't like just have them in my living room, so that's a good place to be if you want to make like big pieces of art.
What is your art? Tell me more.
I do printmaking, so one of the printmaking is like really vast, but I do block printmaking, so it's I carve a plate, in this case it's wood or linoleum, and that's basically the work there. After that, I ink the plate and then print it, and you create multiples from those. But unlike digital printmaking or digital printing, these are every single one of them, it's an original, so you make editions, like limited editions, and the whole edition is like what the artwork is, but it's like an indirect method. So
yeah, prints are fabulous.
Oh, thank you.
It's beautiful, technical, just really.
Yeah, well, you can compliment him in a minute. and all of these, I mean, certain items are certainly for sale. I mean,
almost everything is for sale except for my dog.
No, don't sell the dog. Katie, Marie, let's talk about you and your Molly, your collaborator, Molly Lucille, and what you have in store.
Yeah, well, Molly and I, we graduated, actually, it would be our senior show was a year ago this week, and so this is kind of a nice celebration work for us to do outside of the space. We're mostly working with video work. Usually what happens is I do a lot of the directing and the photography, and Molly is usually the one who's in the piece, but we're both very collaborative as far as the conceptual work goes. So the piece that we're working on right now is Refractions, is what we're calling the piece, and then it's going to be a series of photographic prints. There's going to be a video projection as well as some Mylar installation and sculptural pieces that were made while we were doing the video work.
Now, does one purchase the prints?
Will be for sale. And that's, unfortunately, the sculptural pieces are very fragile because they're made from paraffin wax, so we'd be a little bit hesitant to put those up for sale, so those are for display only, but we do have a limited run of prints, of the photographic prints that will be for sale.
Awesome. And Jeff, remind me again of what your art is, so having won first place at the Milwaukee Art Fair this year.
That
little birdie gives me lots of notes.
That was nice. So I am oil painter and pastel drawer, drawings.
Yes.
Mainly landscape, abstracting the landscape into color and texture. Mm-hmm. So you can still tell what's going on, but very vibrant colors and patterns, things like that.
Great. And you'll be having your work, obviously,
yes,
for sale as well.
Yep, and many sizes, many price points.
A couple new things this year. 6 lucky attendees will receive a piece of original art in an end-of-show drawing on Sunday.
Yeah, so all you have to do is show up, sign up, and you will be put in the drawing, and we all are donating an original piece of work to pull out of a hat on Sunday and see who gets it.
We wanted to encourage people to sign up for our mailing list, so we thought that would be a good incentive.
Yes, that's a way to capture the email. Smart artists, that's for sure. From my attending in the past, there's occasionally a glass of wine or a fun little biscuit to have on the side.
Yes, it just goes with the festive atmosphere to have a little something to drink and munch on while you're walking around looking at the work.
Yeah, each of us make different food and offer different drink options.
Yeah. And so each studio has its own flavor, you could say.
Yeah.
Is it, are you handicapped accessible with an older building? Thank you for sharing that. I think there's an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, if I'm to ask how do I best make most of my time, there's a main entrance, and we just...
So you'd enter at door K, which is on the south side of the building. So halfway down the building, you'll see door K with the big light on Friday night.
Yeah, it's
going
to be hard to miss.
Yeah, and then start there, and there's an entrance point, and then you just wander. You kind of make a loop.
We have signs, so you won't...
Yeah, second and third floor this year, so 2 floors, and just wander at your own pace.
Awesome.
Should we talk about the other artists?
Yeah, drop some names.
Yeah.
So we have Carlos Aceves, who shares the studio with me, and he does wood sculptures, and he plays with other stuff. We never know what he's going to put out there. And Elaine Dolcher, which is the oldest artist. Not oldest.
Yeah, it's okay. You already said it. It's live. She's even more seasoned.
And Jason Villarreal, and he does like sculptural wall hangings.
Yeah,
it's like a painting. It's sculpture.
Lots of wood and metal and
very unique, I would say.
Yeah. I say it's kind of industrial, kind of minimalist, but also with a lot of the wood is just like stained or unfinished, so you get this kind of raw but very polished look at the same time. It's really great.
Yeah. Lots of little pyramid shapes.
Yes.
he transformed his, he's showing a different space, and he totally transformed it. It's really nice.
And then Elaine
Do you want to talk about what's the lens work?
Oil painter, and lots of florals, landscapes, beautiful work, many years of producing that kind of work. And she will also be showing some of her, she teaches at the studio, and some of her students will be showing what they did in her class.
And I must say that the show really runs because of Elaine. She makes sure that everything's up to date.
Set the interview up. Well, again, you all need mentors in certainly any field, and it's good that your most seasoned gets the credit. Anything else, Katie Marie? Again, this is kind of cool to put on your journey, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was definitely something that Molly and I were very excited about. Elaine reached out to us last year, but unfortunately, because we were just finishing up our senior semester here at GV, we were unable to attend. And so I was very grateful that she was ever persistent, as Elaine is, and reached out to us again. And everybody has been incredibly welcoming and incredibly gracious, especially since Molly and I kind of came in. A lot of them weren't familiar with our work. And I was very grateful because since I actually work here now at the GVSU Art Gallery, I got to meet a lot of the artists through their artwork before I actually got to meet them in person. So I was familiar with a lot of people's work, but they went out on a limb and were very trusting of Molly and I. And I've been getting positive results, so I think that they're very excited to have us there.
Good to hear. All right, Katie Marie, describe your work one more time.
Well, we're doing a video projection piece along with photographic prints, and there's going to be some paraffin sculpture waxes or wax sculptures that are going to be there. We've basically taken over kind of the corridor between kind of the back entry of the second floor or the third floor. Just filled that entire space with different pieces. So it's a little bit different than what has been Entangled Foot in the past, but we're really excited about it.
Difference, good. Eileen?
Well, I wanted to just talk about how important it is for people to just come to these spaces and appreciate that, I don't know, maybe in the future we won't be able to have access to these kind of spaces because our entire town is being sold out. And what we are now used to coming into raw spaces and visiting artist studios, it might be like a thing of the past and not too long, and so now that you can, and now that you can come to a whole building and visit each one of the studios, come now before it's all gone.
Yes. All right, Jeff Condon, give me the details of how we do come.
So Friday night from 5 to 9 p.m., just head west on Wealthy and show up for a great time. And then on Sunday, we're not open on Saturday, so Sunday from noon till 5, same location, same everything, just a nice sunny day, hopefully. And wander the studios, talk to the artists, buy local art directly from the artist rather than, an off-site spot. And it's a really fun, festive event.
And kids are invited.
Kids are invited, yes.
Oh, and we do have a Facebook event that's available. So if you want any of the details, you can definitely go there. And also you can check out all of the work or a lot of the work and sneak peeks on our Tanglefoot 26 Instagram page. So then you can get some kind of previews. If you see anything that you can't live without, you'll know where to find it.
Awesome. Yeah, and everything on the Facebook page is Tanglefoot Building Artists.
Right. Tanglefoot Artists, that's you, your open studio event this weekend. Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you.